Today on the podcast, we're reminded that we ain't as good as we think. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Cheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Joshua 11, Psalm 144, Jeremiah 5, and Matthew 19. Grace is such a simple but difficult concept to grasp. It is one of a trio of core words at the heart of the gospel, justice, mercy being its other counterparts. Justice is simply one receiving what they deserve. Mercy is one being spared of a negative consequence that they deserve. But then there is the next level concept of grace. That is one actually receiving blessing instead of negative consequence. God showed us mercy when he poured out the justice that we deserved on Jesus instead, and then showed us grace by giving us the absolutely free gift of eternal life instead, as we believe on Jesus. Now, today, we read one passage that is a great reminder of the simple message of the gospel in Matthew 19. Jesus is questioned by a rich young man, and he's asked in verse 16, "Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?" Knowing what we know about the gospel, we already know that this is a bad question, because the answer is simple. You can't earn it. Simply repent and trust in Jesus, and you will be saved. But Jesus doesn't answer the question so simply, does he? Instead, he says this in verse 17, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments." He points the man to the commandments. Like, what's interesting about this response to me is that the Jews all know about following the commandments. Like, they have laws on top of laws on top of laws, like over 600 of them to be exact. So why would Jesus point him back to those? Let's keep reading. So after Jesus specifies a few top shelf commandments, in verse 20, it says, "The young man said to him, 'All these I have kept. What do I still lack?' Jesus said to him, 'If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me.' When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." You guys, I believe Jesus knows what the man came there looking for: affirmation on his path toward eternity. This man sees life through the lens of achievement and possession. He is focused on what he has done, can do, and what he has and can acquire. The scene plays out where Jesus is allowing him and us to see that salvation is not based on a deed you do, but a deed that has been done, and our following of the man who did it, who earned it for us. The rich man has little experience with things being beyond his acquisition power. He's a give me a goal and I'll get it done guy. He in our world today would be a titan of industry, and maybe even a benevolent one, in that he's pursuing the right thing, right? But that's just it. He's pursuing the next thing, the next deed, the next object necessary in his final conquest, and here it's eternal life. Jesus tells him, as he does for all of us, first let's wipe away your understanding of good, because you would likely believe yourself to be good in all that you've done and all that you have, and nope, that only applies to God. You ain't good. Then he's reminding us that the only way up is down. Jesus' call to follow him is one of emptying ourselves of any and everything that would vie for our hearts, that would be a thing that we'd point to and say, "See, I deserve salvation. See, I earned eternal life. I'm good enough for this." All of that should be discarded and laid at the feet of Jesus. We are not good. We are not righteous. We can only embrace the perfect goodness and righteousness of Jesus and thank Him that in Him the bottom goes to the top and the first are last. So we race to the back of the line. Let us be convinced that there is no version of this journey to eternal life that does not go through submission to Jesus and trusting only in His obedient work on the cross. Let us not walk away sad like that young man, but walk away with Jesus evermore as we embrace His grace for us even today. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank You so much. Not that You are an unjust God, but that You loved us enough to come down and take the justice for us. We thank You that in Jesus Your justice was poured out. That in Your loving mercy, You spared us from Your wrath. And that in Your amazing grace, we not only bypass the wrath, but we receive blessing on blessing on blessing on blessing. Father God, we thank You that we are not good, but that You are. We are not righteous, but that You are. We are not perfect, but that You are. And in following You, we find eternity. We find perfection. We find heaven. We're grateful for it. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I don't know about you, but you better go into today with some gratitude, some thanksgiving, recognizing that it's not because you're awesome, it's not because you're great, but because you serve an awesome and great God. Come on, somebody. So in that same gratitude, I want to thank you for watching, for listening, wherever you're at on the podcast or on the video. Make sure you go ahead and like the video if you enjoyed that, or the podcast. I guess you can't like the podcast, but you can totally rate it. You can absolutely leave a review. Let other folks know it by sharing. Leave comments on the website, on the video, wherever you're at. I just want to engage with you guys, and I hope that you're being blessed by these. And guess what? I hope to see you guys back here tomorrow on, what is it, episode 191? What? All right, y'all. See y'all. Be blessed and be a blessing.